It's straight at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. And as I mentioned earlier today, the city of Laguna Beach received approval from the state of California for a progressive four-phase plan to reopen all of Laguna Beach controlled city beaches, and working very hard over the last few days getting that proposal together and up to the governor's office. We have with us on the phone now Mayor Bob Whalen. Mayor Whalen, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Ed. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, thank you for not only being concerned about the safety and health of Laguna Beach residents, but also about our sanity and putting together that proposal for limited beach use. You got the okay from the mayor's office. It's city-only beaches, though, right?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to start out by thanking the governor and his staff. They worked with us over the weekend, you know, and got back to us early this morning with the approval of our plan to open. I think we were the first one that they approved, and they subsequently approved, I think, San Clemente to open as well. But yeah, I think they said, the governor just said in his press conference that, you know, it was an outstanding example of a good plan. So we really appreciate his support.
Right. He also mentioned the fact that the work you've been doing here regarding public spaces, he used it as an example, and I absolutely dug that. So, it's city-only beaches, and South Laguna is still closed, so the beaches down there are still closed. That would be up to the county to petition the governor's office separately, correct?
Correct, yeah. The county's got to submit a plan. I've been in communication with Lisa Bartlett, our supervisor. She's going to be proposing tomorrow at their board meeting a plan that would be similar to ours, in that it would only be active use on the beaches, and she'd be fine with us limiting the hours down there to match the city beaches. So I'm hopeful that, you know, she can get support for that motion tomorrow from the rest of her board.
Okay. And if she can't get that motion in time, if she can't get that approval in time, will we still be placing enforcement at the entrance to those beaches?
The county's been providing people at the top of the stairways, and we would continue to enforce it as it's been enforced since the governor ordered the closure.
Okay. And phase two of this plan would include the beaches being opened on weekends. What kind of time frame are you looking at? What is it you're looking to see over the next few days or week or whatever, or weeks, before we institute a phase two of this?
I'm going to look to our Marine Safety Chief, Kevin Snow, who I got to give a shout out to. He's done an amazing job of putting this plan together with his team. And they're going to tell us, look, if the social distancing is working, we can enforce it. We think we can handle, you know, the next phase. And then we'll move to that, I think, once, you know, they're comfortable and we're all observing that, you know, it's working as it should. And I think it will. I think, you know, we've got people who... as I've always said on these interviews with you, Ed, our community is doing a great job of social distancing. And I think this plan, you know, limited opening 6 to 10 will allow for that to unfold nicely.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. Also, the governor mentioned, or he announced, that retail would be going into a phase two with modifications, maybe some as soon as Friday. What did you take that to mean for us here?
Well, what I heard him say was that it sounds like it's going to have to be county-certified plans. So, you know, limited retail, kind of takeout retail, if you will, like we have takeout restaurants, meaning you could order and pick up at the store. I think the first hurdle to jump through there, though, is getting a county-certified plan. And I know the county had some reopening guidelines, so hopefully that'll, you know, help happen quickly, and then we can get... you know, some of these phase two business openings that the governor was describing going here. Because, as you know, and I've heard from so many, our businesses are suffering big time.
Right. And I'm curious if the county has reached out to you and maybe some other mayors to put something together to have kind of a patchwork, as each city is different.
Not yet. I mean, I think the governor just made this announcement today. You know, the county board of supervisors came out with some reopening guidelines of their own last week. But, you know, hopefully this will foster a further discussion and conversation.
Okay. And back to the beaches for a second. In addition to the city obviously closely monitoring the situation over the next few days or the week at the beach, are you expecting to have to give the governor's office regular updates as to how it's going?
I think the governor's office is going to look to us and, you know, our first responders to make sure we've got the social distancing enforced. No, he's not asked for follow-up, but okay. I'm sure if we didn't do a good job of it, we'd hear from him. But we're expecting to do a great job and are confident it's going to roll out well.
Right. Are you looking forward to your first walk on the beach?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a walk down the beach.
Yeah, yeah,
I think a lot of people are.
On behalf of just some guy who lives here in the city, I can't thank you enough for working so hard. As I said earlier, on not only the health and safety of the community, but on our mental health as well. So we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Ed. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Mayor Whalen, we'll look forward to talking to you later this week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right. Mayor Bob Whalen, KXFM.